Welcome to the 15-question pop quiz for Yuma Daf Pei Aleph and the three bonus questions from previous Maseches. Number one, which Daf do you learn that one who eats on the 9th of Tishrei in preparation for the fast is considered as if he fasted? That's on Daf Pei Aleph. Good. Number two, which Daf do you have Machlokes is whether Bnei Yisrael's complaint about Daga was referring to fish or relations in Mitzrayim that now have become prohibited? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number three, which Daf do you learn that we are Mosif in Mechal HaKodesh? That's on Daf Pei Aleph. Good. Number four, which Daf do you learn that the shear for Tumas Ochlin is a Kabetza? That's on Daf Pei. Good. Number five, which Daf was a proof brought that a Kabetza is larger than a Kosevis and satisfies where a Kosevis only puts the mind at ease? That's on Daf Ayin Tes. Good. Number six, which Daf do you learn that abstaining from Rechitz Vasicha are learned from Daniel on the Pasuk Vasoch Vosachti? That's on Daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number seven, which Daf do you learn why the Bnei Yisrael needed a shovel in the Machaneh if they ate the man? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number eight, which Daf do you learn that Gabriel cooled down the coals that were meant to be cast on Yerushalayim? That's on Daf Ayin Zayin. Good. Number nine, which Daf we learn that the shear for liquids is a maligugma, which is a relative shear, unlike the kosevas for food? That's on Daf Pei. Good. Number ten, which Daf we discuss who the Tana was that holds Achil Vishtia aim at starfin? That's on Daf Pei Aleph. Good. Number 11, which Daf we learn that one who eats an Achil Gasa on Yom Kippur is Pater? That's on Daf Pei. Good. Number 12, which Daf do we learn it's forbidden to sit in mud on Yom Kippur that is very moist? That's on Daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number 13, which Daf do we learn the Rabbah holds that a Kosevis mentioned in the Mishnah is a large date with its pit? That's on Daf Ayin Tes. Good. Number 14, which Daf do we learn that the stream in Yechezkel's vision flowed swiftly and grew so wide that even mighty ships couldn't cross it? That's on Daf Ayin Zayin. Good. And number 15, which Daf do you learn the Rabbah holds that any amount of fruit is considered a snack and can therefore be eaten outside the sukkah? That's on Daf Ayin Tes. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which Daf do we learn about the kinur of David HaMelech? That's on Daf Gimel and Brachas. Good. Number two, which Daf do we learn that one should not sail less than 3 days before Shabbos unless it's with Tzorach Mitzvah? That's on Daf Yutes and Shabbos. Good. And number three, which Daf do we learn that the 26 psukim of Hodu correspond to the 26 generations before Kabbalah Sator the Kodesh Baruch Hu fed the Bria through kindness? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Ches and Psakim. Excellent. That concludes the Bob quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Golden Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.